Mr. Trump is searching for a pathway on health care. Democrats pounded the issue in the 2018 midterm elections with great success. Mr. Trump has indicated that he will produce something terrific and even asserted that the plan will be delivered within a month and cause the Republicans to take the Senate, the House, and the presidency in 2020. Mr. Trump asserts that his plan will be cheaper, cover more people, and preserve coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. But he continues, for well over 3 years, to offer no details. The GOP in general is not anxious to get into this fight again, with good reason. The ability to draft such legislation is slim to non-existent. The quickest step to reducing health care costs would be to get control over drug cost and then work from there. Mr. Trump is reportedly furious about reports that America is hacking into Russia's electrical power grid. This is an interesting development, as it appears that those with understanding of the U.S.-Russian dynamic have some sway in the administration. Unfortunately, the Russians have to be confronted head-on, not praised as Mr. Trump tends to want to do. This is an important effort to make a statement and regain our footing in a dangerous battle with the Russians. The question is, why is Mr. Trump furious? Is it because he doesn't want to offend the Russians, or is he afraid of a national security link? I am thinking the former, not the latter. On Sunday, June 16th, Secretary Ross, despite the likely meeting between Mr. Trump and President Xi Jinping at the Group of 20 summit, was quoted as saying, "Even real shooting wars end with negotiation, and this will ultimately end in negotiations." And he went on to say, "Whether it will be 10 minutes, 10 weeks, 10 months, or longer is not possible to judge." This is in the context of many U.S. small businesses having significant difficulty obtaining product of equivalent quality at equivalent prices from other sources throughout the world. It is also very clear from the comments made by business owners that manufacturing is not coming back to the U.S. Let me repeat, it is not coming back to the U.S. So the point is, we again have a budget impasse which threatens shutdowns, deep cuts, and a default on the U.S. debt. These issues must be resolved by September 30th of this year. At this juncture, the struggle is intra-GOP as Republicans try to persuade President Trump that a bipartisan budget deal is the desired outcome. Mr. Mulvaney is seen as problematic in this process, and not just because he coughs. And having served with Mr. Mulvaney in Congress, it's not hard to understand. He is a person of limited capacity who's bellicose and has little understanding of complex economic issues, including the budget and trade. A recent study covered in the Wall Street Journal indicates that over the last 10 years, many Americans have moved up and down the earnings ladder, with a relatively small percentage staying in the higher income brackets. Is it caused by the vagaries of the economy or one's individual business? It is not discussed in this article. It is certainly easy to understand that a business can have a good year, followed by a mediocre year, followed by a poor year, or whatever other combination may arise. What was also not discussed in the article was what the floor and ceiling were for these people. In other words, did they move from making $50,000 to $450,000 back to $75,000, or was it more within the range of $150,000 to $300,000 and back to $175,000? In my view, that would likely be the flow of the economy at work, or could be reflective of illness or other factors. The debate circus begins 1 week after the circus-like atmosphere of Mr. Trump's kickoff rally. Democrats will have 10 candidates on both Wednesday and Thursday night for 120 minutes or 12 minutes each before subtracting time for introductions, commercials, etc. Let's say that gives each candidate 9 minutes of airtime. The key is don't say anything ridiculous. I recognize that's subjective. Don't make funny or sad faces, but don't look too stern. And of course, act naturally. On Wednesday, June 19th, the Fed kept rates steady. Consumers yawned at most, if not completely disregarded this momentous news. Why? Because steady means no change. So why are the pundits excited? Beyond the fact that they are boring? For one, the Fed issued mixed signals from no change for the rest of 2019 to we'll wait and see how things develop. The only other possibility is that they, the pundits, live really dull lives. On Wednesday, June 19th, Speaker Pelosi outlined the issues with the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, USMCA, which included the same issues which have been discussed previously, including enforcement tools, labor and environmental protections, and provisions on pharmaceuticals. Maybe more importantly, the Speaker did not provide any timetable for the House taking up the legislation. This reinforces my belief that she is the crucial linchpin in this process, as she controls whether or not this bill ever makes it to the floor. Mr. Trudeau, Mr. Trump, and all need to resolve the issues with Mrs. Pelosi. Otherwise, the USMCA could suffer